Hi, and welcome to another microcast from TheForce.net. I'm Eric, your host, and in our microcast series, I'll be answering questions submitted by you, the listeners.
Hey, everyone. I've got a couple of quick news announcements before we get to listener feedback. First, I'm sad to say that Michael Sheard, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, has died of cancer at the age of 65. Michael was best known to most of us as Admiral Ozzel, and also played Hitler in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. For those who don't know, Admiral Ozzel was the one that Vader choked in Empire Strikes Back for coming out of hyperspace too soon. Though it was a small role, Admiral Ozzel was still memorable, and Michael's been very generous to the fans, having done many conventions. Our hearts and prayers go out to his family and friends. In other news, the Dressing a Galaxy exhibit, showcasing Trisha Biggar's costume work, as well as costumes from the original trilogy, has had a schedule change. It'll now open to the public on the 19th of this month, and will run until December 10th. This is at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles. For more information, check out the news article at TFN. And if you live near Cleveland, Ohio, the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra will be performing a Star Wars Spectacular concert this Saturday and Sunday at the Blossom Music Center, and Anthony Daniels will be narrating. If you'd like discounted tickets, head to the TFN homepage and look for the article called Star Wars Concert Reminder. If it's no longer on the homepage, click the More News link under the headlines. Dave wrote in and said, I don't know how many of your listeners know about all the great Star Wars and non-Star Wars fan films at TheForce.net, but they should definitely check them out. My question is, out of the Star Wars-only fan films, which seems to be your favorite, and if you haven't already in the past, is it possible for you to cover some of the fan films in the podcast itself? Well, we're definitely going to be covering fan films on the podcast. I know that many people aren't even aware they're out there, and many who do have only seen one or two. With home computers getting more powerful, media processing software becoming more robust, and people in general becoming more computer savvy, there's been some great stuff put out there. I'll be honest, the podcast has kept me busy enough that I've not caught up on all of the fan films, especially the more recent ones. The original Troops is still one of my favorites, though the unofficial sequel called Imps the Relentless was really good too. For a short dose of humor, you can't beat Pink 5. And the production quality of Revelations is incredible. An Imperial Chopper is one of the best crossover parodies I've seen recently. And, of course, Jabba on the Dais is still my favorite when it comes to anything musical. But if I had to narrow it down to a favorite, I'd say it'd be a tie between Pink 5 and Troops. For those of you who haven't checked out any of the fan films, drop what you're doing and head over to TFN's fan film section. You could spend days going through the films there, and you still probably wouldn't catch them all.
I hope you enjoyed today's microcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please email us at podcast@theforce.net. The opinions expressed here in this microcast belong to myself and to those listeners who wrote in, and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of other TFN staff members nor of Lucasfilm. TheForce.net is not affiliated with Lucasfilm in any way. This podcast is copyright 2005 TheForce.net, and all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Until next time, take care, and may the Force be with you.